God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will show you the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve Him in truth and with all your heart. For consider how great things He hath done for you. The watchman will be watching for your care. He'll be watching in your behalf. He'll be watching for your edification, for your blessing, for God to bless you, for God to give you security and help with all your problems. He'll be listening and watching and discerning the things that are needful in your life, that He can pray for you, that He can stand before God and make intercessory prayer for you, that you'll stand in all the will of God, strong and unmoved, praise God, by whatever the vicissitudes that God permits to your life, that God will give you grace and bring you through it all and save you and your family out of all your problems and all the spiritual darkness. He'll salvage everything that belongs to you and save it for His glory. Praise God. Jesus made the most wonderful revelation, I guess. Revelations concerning watchmen. In the 24th chapter of Matthew, we got to consider what he said about watchmen. It's very beautiful, very important. And in Matthew, the 24th chapter, verse 42, he said, "Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if a good man of the house had known what watch the thief would come, he would have watched." See, a watchman has got to watch in every watch. See, there's three watches in a night. Or really four. To conclude the whole night. But there's really three that Jesus spoke of. In the military, they give you 3-hour watches usually. They did when I was in there. And if it was a long night in winter, it was at least 4 watches. But Jesus speaks of 3. He speaks of, if I come at even, or if I come at midnight, or if I come at cock crowing. And then he says, or if I come in the morning after those 3 watches. And he writes here about those watches. He said, if the good man of the house had known when a thief was coming, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be you also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Now who is that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord made ruler over his household to give his servants meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. And if that evil servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, he quits watching, seeing begins to fuss and fight with a fellow servant, to eat and drink with a drunken, the Lord shall come on that servant in a day when he looketh not, see, when he's not watching, in an hour that he's not aware of, and cut him asunder and give him his portion with the hypocrites. In Luke, the 12th chapter, he talks about if his Lord comes in the first watch or the second watch or the third watch and finds him watching, that servant is blessed. You're watching. And I praise God that there are some servants that are watching. There's an old song that says, will he find you and me still watching, watching, watching till or waiting till the Lord shall come. I was trying to think of those words this morning. That came to me while I was studying the scriptures about this message for this morning. Say, will he find you and me still watching, watching, waiting till the Lord shall come? Praise God. In Mark, the 13th chapter, verse 32, Jesus said, of that day and that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take you heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter, who is the watchman or prophet, to watch. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. You just don't know. Lest coming suddenly, he find you sleeping instead of watching. And what I'm saying to you guys, you apostles, I'm saying to all my disciples, present and future, watch. Lord, have mercy. That's the word Jesus used very, very often and vividly. Matthew 26:41, he said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. For the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And I want to tell you something. Watchfulness is one of the things we've got to incorporate into our daily activity. You can't quit watching. You might pray, but you better watch. You got to watch your adversary. Be sober. Be watchful for your adversary. The devil is as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. Jesus warned the church in Revelation 3:1, said to the angel of the church in Sardis, write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful. Be watchful. Jesus always talking about watching. And strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. Boy, if we need preachers today to try to hang on to things and strengthen things that are just about to die, that there'll be something left in the church of Jesus Christ that's worth saving for his glory and honor at his return. He said, you watch and strengthen the things that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. He said, remember therefore how you received what you have and heard, and hold fast, and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, if you won't watch, I'll come on thee as a thief. Didn't Jesus say, if you knew what watch the thief would come, you would have watched and not suffered your house to be broken up? Let me tell you, Jesus is coming as a thief. And he's going to break up a lot of houses and housekeeping at his return. He said, hey, if you'll not watch, I'll come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Now, I'm coming at a time that you're not going to be aware of, and you'd better stay watching. Stay sober. Be ready for my return, for I'll come when you're not looking for me to come. And in an hour when you don't think I'm going to come, it's when I'm going to come. And we've got to be careful that we let the watchman warn us and hearken to the watchman. There was a prophet named Jeremiah, and he said that God set him to be a watchman. In verse 16 of Jeremiah 6, he said, thus saith the Lord, stand you in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. See, he was watching. But they said, we will not walk therein. Then God said, I've set watchmen over you, saying, watchmen with trumpets. And I said to them, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Let that prophet warn us. Let him blow the trumpet that there's a wolf in the camp, that there's a danger arising upon us, that there's a tragedy in developing that's going to bring us into sorrow and heartache. That you're on a path. Your path is not straight. He said, seek for them old paths, them straight paths, where the good way is. They said, hey, don't tell us. We ain't going to walk in that way. Don't tell us that the path we're on is crooked and it leads to trouble and tragedy. We're not going to listen. Don't blow the trumpet that we're wrong. We're in error. That we're headed into over the precipice because we don't see very far. The path is dark. Don't tell us. Don't blow the trumpet and tell us the false prophet. We've been listening to the wrong kind of preacher. Don't tell us that, because we'll not hearken to you. Then he said, therefore, hear, ye nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people. Let me tell you, when you won't hear the watchman of God, God will bring evil. Adversity, trouble, tribulation upon you. Even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. And in that last verse 30 says, reprobate silver shall men call them, because the Lord hath rejected them. You want God to reject you? You don't want to hear the watchman. You don't want him to blow the trumpet on you. They used to say, blow the whistle on you. Something's wrong. Somebody blew the whistle on me. I was sneaking around, thought I'd get away with it. Somebody blew the whistle on me. The prophet don't do it to be a mischief maker among you. For man's a real man of God, he don't even want to see you do something wrong. If you do something that's sinful or in defiance of God's law, rebellious, I don't even want to see you. He slipped on, went to a old X-rated movie. I wouldn't want to go by and see you go in the theater. You sneaked off and went with somebody in an illicit love affair. I don't want to catch you. If you get out here and you haul off and you curse somebody, or you stick yourself into an old skimpy bathing suit and go to the beach, you need to worry about me seeing you. I ain't going to be out there. I don't want to see you. But I tell you one thing, the God that I serve sees you.